It's time now for Practical Faith with Dr. Nick Cash. On Practical Faith, Nick provides 5 minutes of fuel for following Jesus in your everyday life.
Nick Cash here with you on Practical Faith, and I am joined today by Lisa Williams, a child of God, a sister, a wife, and a mom who leads worship and writes songs, and whom God has given a unique ministry of grief support. And over the next two episodes, Lisa will share with us on the biblical language of lament. Today, Lisa will introduce what lament is, and next time she will help us understand lament from the Psalms and teach us how God instructs us to use the language of lament.
Recently, I was talking with some precious ladies who have all experienced tragic loss. I asked them how they would describe the feelings of grief to someone who hasn't experienced it. Some of the words they used were ripping, crushed, inescapable, and burning. Their descriptions show just how painful loss can be. But while these women have felt extreme hurt, they have also chosen to move forward in the lives they have now with the Savior who has suffered with them. Because of this, they also experience a closeness with Christ that has been forged through the fires of loss. How? How have they, and how might we, find deeper faith after such agonizing experiences and emotions? The answer to this question is as varied and nuanced as each unique person God has created. But there are some guiding lights in Scripture that help us see the path forward. One of those lights is a form of prayer called lament. We see it clearly demonstrated for us over and over in the Psalms. To understand lament, let's define these three words: grief, mourning, and lament. First, grief. Grieving is our automatic response to loss. It's the feelings mentioned earlier. It's the exhaustion, the numbness, the anger, being triggered by certain words or places. It's all responses out of our control when we lose someone. Second is mourning. Mourning is the outward expression of grief. It's the funeral, a conversation about a loved one lost, going to the graveside, crying, or expressing disappointment. Mourning is giving action to the internal grief you feel. And lastly, lament. Lament is our expression of grief directed toward God. Grief and mourning do not have to have a recipient, but lament is addressed to our Heavenly Father, our wonderful Counselor, our Prince of Peace. In the Psalms, a lament has four basic components that take the lamenter on a journey from despair to trust. This framework displays a way of communication with God that we can pattern in seasons of grieving. Next time, we will look at these four parts of lament and see them in the context of a psalm, which can give us a format for directing our own grief to God.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Practical Faith. Find past episodes and access more free resources on discipleship and how to integrate Christian faith into your everyday life at liketreesplanted.com.